Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jane Twin. I've also got Simon SM Twin here with me.
Hello.
It's the 7th of September today, I think. Is it? Yes. And we're sitting in the garden because it's nice and warm. And anyway, we're going to have some ice cream. But this is primarily a brew for our friend Shalali over in the Americas, because we had this conversation on the weekend last week. I can't actually remember. Why were we talking about this? About semesters, etc.?
Just came up in conversation, didn't it?
All right, okay. So, anyway, I've got strawberry cornetto here. Yes.
Cornetto style. Waitrose product.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Other brands are available. So we were talking about how the school year is split, and so I was saying that here in the UK you get three terms of the school year, so you get the autumn term, spring term, and the summer term. And I think it works the same at university, doesn't it?
No, universities move to semesters.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So, and in Germany, as far as I'm aware, well, okay, that could have changed as well then.
Mm.
But when I was in school, university, we were doing half year. So we were doing at school. You were doing a sort of autumn winter term and then a spring summer term. But it was called, and I think this was the sticking point, which is why I'm recording a boo. It was called Halbjahr.
As in half year.
That's it.
Okay.
So you had
it's very sensible name so to you use. Had,
thank you. Much more well, we are than German. So.
Semester. What does semester mean?
Oh, that's just a bit posher, which is why I'm coming to that. So it was Winterhalbjahr and Sommerhalbjahr. Okay, so that's how we pronounce it. So that was at school, and then at university, we had semesters, and that's probably because you've moved on, and then you have to learn something, you know, a Latin term. So. You know, because you're a student now, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
I imagine that's why. And then again, we had a winter semester and summer semester, so that's how it worked, which completely messed up things for me on my year abroad, because we were supposed to go for a year, but because they had terms here, so they had the obviously the autumn term and then the spring term. And the spring term didn't finish till May, and after that they only had sort of the summer term, only had some exams and nothing else happening. So I would have had to, if I had stayed for that, I would have come back and had a really long summer holiday, but I would have lost a semester at home, because our semester started in April after the Easter holidays.
Holiday, yeah.
Yeah. So therefore I asked whether I could skip the exams, not get the points for those courses, which most of them weren't really courses that were required at home anyway, and I'd just taken them out of interest, and go home early, but actually do some courses that counted towards my degree. So yes, therefore I still remember vividly that the two systems didn't really match up. And since we were already studying for such a long time anyway, I thought I didn't want to lose any more time. So yeah, anyway, so that's how it works. So the most important thing in this brew was Halbjahr, okay? That's how we say it, Halbjahr.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the German word for half is Halb.
Yes.
And the German word for year is Jahr. So Halbjahr is half
yeah,
year.
Yes.
Hmm.
But I don't know what the Yiddish would be for that, or
I don't know. It would start
I don't know
off
whether
with,
they would.
It would start off with Oy vey Yizmir, and then something.
Very good. You already learned some. Excellent. Only one of the many things we've learned on the weekend over. over all that time. Yeah.
Over mintfm.net.
Yes. Right. Okay. That's enough plugging for one boo. Right. Okay. Any more questions? Then I'm sure we'll we can reconvene on Thursday and talk about it all again. Okay, I hope that helps, Shalini. I will speak to you soon. Bye for now.
Toodle-bye.